I want to first apologize for the fact that we can't have dinner together tonight.
今天，Pastor Terry，田师牧师跟我们道歉说，现在晚上我们这边不能用餐，你下面场地的问题。
We tried to get everything out of all the classrooms and every room downstairs, and then wax the floors.
因为把所有的家具要从教室啊，还有下边的我们的吃饭的地方都搬出去的，所以我们能够来处理一下这个地板。
Because the weather is so humid, the wax hasn't dried on the floors yet.
因为我们的天气比较潮，所以那个打的那个蜡呢还没有那么快干。
In fact, they tell me I can't use any of the wax floors until Wednesday.
所以他们那个工人告诉我们，就是说，在礼拜三之前，我们都没办法用这些场地。
So I suggest you eat twice as much next Sunday.
所以牧师建议说，下一个礼拜天大家吃双倍。
As the last time I preached, I was already talking about the words Jesus said in the New Testament.
所以上一次田牧师来这里跟我们正道的时候呢，就跟我们讲分享的这个在新约里面主对我们的教导。
The words of Jesus as the words of God Himself are perhaps the most important words ever spoken.
那么耶稣所讲的话，也就是天父他自己所要说的话，这个呢，是我们世界上人类历史以来最重要的话语。Compared
to the words of Jesus, the words of great philosophers or scientists are not as eternal as the words of Jesus.
所以跟耶稣基督所说的话相比，我们这世界上伟大的一些哲学家、伟大的人物所说的话呢，那简直无法相比，因为它没有永恒的价值。
Today, I want to talk about what Jesus said about forgiving other people when they do things to harm us.
所以今天要跟大家分享，就有关耶稣基督所说的关于赦免那些伤害我们的人的一些道理。
An amazing fact about God is that He really wants to forgive us.
那么这个神的奇妙之处就是他要赦免我们。
Some people have thought God is angry or vengeful, but God is a father who loves his children.
那有的人可能认为，觉得说神是一位常常愤怒、很威严的一位神，但实际上呢，神非常爱我们，那么他呢是要赦免我们。
John's gospel tells us God loved us so much he sent his only son.
所以在约翰福音里面呢。 他告诉我们说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
The purpose Jesus came is to forgive us.
那么耶稣基督来到这个世界上，他的目的就是要来赦免我们的罪。
It says in John that Jesus did not come to condemn us for our sins.
所以约翰福音里面他说，耶稣来在这个世上不是要来咒诅人。
But he came to save us from our sins by forgiving them.
乃是要来赦免世人的罪，并且来拯救他们。
So for this to mean so much to God, it needs to be very important to us.
那么神对这件事情看得如此的重要，所以他对于我们来讲一定也是一件非常重要的事情。
So I'm going to suggest today that forgiving people is obedience to God.
所以，田牧师认为，那么我们这个能够来赦免别人，来饶恕别人，就是一个顺服神的一个行为。Forgiving
other people is one way to worship God.
那我们饶恕人也是我们敬拜神的一个最好的方法。Forgiving
other people is an expression of real faith.
能够饶恕别人，也是我们。 来彰显我们的信仰的一个很好的办法。Let's
start with the idea that God commands Christians to forgive other people.
所以我们来看看是说神他如何来命令我们要去饶恕别人。We
just read a part of the Lord's Prayer together.
我们刚才刚刚读了这个我们主的这个主导文的一部分。
Let me tell you the most frightening part of the Lord's Prayer.
那我们来看看，就是说，这段经文里面哪一部分是最令人敬畏、最可畏的？ 一部分。
When I pray this prayer, I say, Oh Father, please forgive me for my sin.
所以我们在祷告的时候，像牧师在祷告的时候会说，哦，神啊，求你赦免我的罪。
Forgive me exactly the same way I forgive other people when they hurt me.
那我们会祷告说，我赦免我的罪，就如同我们赦免了别人的罪。
Oh no.
那这个就是我们说，哦，这个可能是挺可怕的事情。
Sometimes people hurt me and I want to hurt them.
因为有时候人家伤害我们了，我们也想伤害他们。
People say angry things that hurt my feelings and make me feel worthless.
就是比如说有人对我们发怒，讲了一些话，让我们觉得好像显示我们一文不值。
So want to say bad things about them.
那我们呢就很想用同样的话语来这个回就是说给别人。
Sometimes people rob you and steal your property.
那有时候呢，有人抢了你的东西。
And have you ever prayed, Oh God, get even with them for me?
那我们有没有跟神祷告说，哦，求你来摆平一下？
When I do not forgive people this way,
那当我们没有办法去饶恕人的时候
，and then I pray this prayer.
然后呢，我们去说那个刚才的那个祷告的这个内容。
I'm praying that God will not forgive me the way I don't forgive other people.
那岂不是等于说我们求神不要饶恕我们？因为实际上我们并不能去饶恕别人。
Let me explain why this is so important.
那么接下去要来跟大家解释一下为什么这个事情这么重要。
We have a vertical relationship with God.
我们跟神有一个从上到下的一个关系。
The whole basis of our acceptance into God's family is forgiveness.
那么呢，我们之所以能够得救，成为神国度里面的一员的话呢，就是因为赦免。
I sin, I break God's law, and I break His heart.
我们犯罪，我们违背了神的律法，我们伤害了神。
The Bible said that when I sin, it grieves the heart of God.
那圣经里面说，当我们犯罪的时候呢，我们让神的心非常的伤痛。
And the only way for me to have a relationship with God is for Him to forgive me.
所以我们要能够跟神建立关系的话呢，唯有通过他赦免我们才能实现。
Now, because I did not deserve this forgiveness, that's grace.
那因为我们并不是说我们配得这样的一个饶恕，而是神给我们的恩典。
And what I did deserve was God's justice for him to do the things to me that I did to him.
反过来，我们所配得的是我们得罪神的地方，他应当来惩罚我们。
If I ignore God, then it would be just for him to ignore me.
如果我们把神都搁置在一边，那么呢，很就是按照常理，那么呢，神也应该把我们放在一边，不理我们。
If I say things like God's not loving, or there would be no war in the world.
所以我们如果说神这个不值得这个世界上人来敬拜他的话。
If I judge God's motives, then it would be right for Him to judge my motives.
那如果我们来判断这个论断神的这个他的这个心意，那么神也要来论断我们的心意。
But God didn't do any of those things. Instead of giving me what I deserve,
但是神并没有这样对我们。相反的，他却给了我们我们所不能配得的，我们所不配得的这些恩典。
He gave me His mercy.
他给我们他的怜悯。
Mercy is when someone does not give you what your bad behavior deserves.
那么怜悯呢？就是一个所赐给我们，虽然我们不配得，却所赐给我们的。
Now, God, because of our relationship with Him, wants us to relate to people in the same way.
那么，因为我们在这个垂直的方向上，我们跟神有这么一个美好的关系之后，那么我们就能够来处理我们在横向上人与人之间的关系。
He says in Luke 6:37, do not judge others so that you will not be judged. Do not condemn others or it will come back against you. Forgive others and you will be forgiven.
所以在路加福音6:37这边说，你们不要论断人，就不被论断；你们不要定人的罪，就不被定罪。
Jesus is saying, take this relationship you have with me and be merciful and gracious because that's what I did to you.
神实际上就是告诉我们，我们要把我们跟神这样的关系，就带到我们跟人之间的关系这个层面上。所以呢，我们能够彼此的饶恕。
The minute I decide I'm going to do something to get even with a person who hurt me.
如果我们在有人伤害我们的时候，我们想去讨个公道的话。
When I decide I'm going to say something negative about the person who said negative things about me.
当有人说一些对我们不利的话，我们也很想说一些对他不利的话的时候。
Jesus, treats that as unbelief. That's not faith.
在耶稣基督的眼里，这就是没有信仰。
Faith is when I act like my Savior, my Lord.
就是我们如果有信仰的话呢，那么我们的行为就应该与我们这个信仰相称，就是耶稣基督就是我们的神。
And you might be thinking, well, what about justice?
那我们可能会说，那哪里是正义的？哪里是这个公道呢？
God said that we can trust Him with justice.
那么神告诉我们，我们可以信，我们可以来信靠他，仰望他，让他为我们伸冤。
God will decide if something needs to happen for the person who harms me.
如果对那个伤害我们的人，如果神觉得有必要让有些事情发生在他身上的话。
I need to express my faith and just trust him and not do anything to harm the person who harmed me.
那我们呢，不应该自己行动来想讨公道而去伤害他，而是我们跟神把这个事情交托给神，让神来掌权。
There are several passages, if you read them all, that indicate I should forgive others because Christ commands it.
在圣经里面有多处耶稣基督他都命令我们要饶恕别人。
There are another group of scriptures where Jesus said to forgive your enemies.
那么在圣经其他的一些地方呢有也是多处讲到说我们要赦免我们的敌人。
This is really challenging, right?
这个呢挑战性就更大了，是不是？
In Matthew 5, verses 44 and 45, Jesus said, But I say to you, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you'll be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. Matthew 5, 44 to 45.
Yeah. 那么在马太福音的 5章44到45节这边讲，只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。Is that right? So it's 5:44 to 45, right?
I think so.
Okay. Matthew?
Yes, Matthew.
Yeah.
So, he's saying in the same passage, if a person says to you, you should be my slave, here's something heavy, carry this.
所以如果有人伤害了我们，我们能不能说，好，我们现在回过头来说，你要为我来偿还，你要做我的奴隶，你要做这个，要做那个。
And this person says, I'm going 1 mile. You need to carry my burden 1 whole mile for me in this awful hot weather.
那比如说在这么炎热的这个天气，有人跟你讲说，你要跟我一起去走一里的路。
I'm going to tell you now how to show a mean person that there really is a God.
那么呢，对这样的人，我们如何能够去跟他宣讲、传讲神呢？
After you carry the other person's heavy burden for 1 mile,
当你跟这个人甚至带着他的这个重担。挑起他给你的重担，跟他一起走了一里路之后
，Tell them God loves me so much He helps me carry all my heavy burdens.
我们可能可以告诉他，神如此的爱我们，他担当我们所有的重担。
I appreciate that so much. I want to carry your burden another mile. I'll go 2 miles.
那因为神如此的爱我，我非常的感谢，所以我愿意为你多走一路，多走一里路。
And the other person will say, I only told you to carry it 1 mile.
那个人可能会跟你说，那我只是叫你走一里路。
And you can say, yes, but God loves me, and I want to carry it 2 miles.
那你可以回答说，因为神如此的爱我，所以呢，我愿意再多走一里路。
Jesus said, if somebody's angry with you and they strike you in the face.
那意思说，如果有个人对你发怒，他打了你的这个一边的这个耳光。
And you really want to show them that God is a God of love.
那你在这个时候呢，你希望能够向他来表明神的爱。
You could say to them, I bet you feel a lot better now, don't you?
你可能会跟他说，你打了我一个耳光之后，你感觉是不是好了很多？
If that's all it takes for you to feel better, just come and see me. I'm ready the next time you need to slap someone.
那么如果是这样子的话，下一次当你又很生气，又想打人耳光的时候，你来找我。
And you're thinking, Chuck, you're really crazy, aren't you?
你可能会想说，这个田牧师好像这个主意有点荒唐。
If when a person hits you, you hit them back.
因为一般来讲呢，当有人打你的时候呢，你回他一拳。
Anyone can do that.
所有的人都会这么做。
When someone is treating you as inferior.
如果有人看不起你。
And you treat them as inferior, anyone can do that.
那么呢，你可能会一样的看不起他，每个人都可以这么做，都会这么做。
But when someone treats you as inferior and you treat them like a friend would.
那么如果反过来，当有人就是对你的这个行为表现出瞧不起你的时候，你却想跟他做好朋友。
Now,You're doing what Jesus Christ did for you and me.
那么呢，你就是在做了耶稣基督所让我们做的事。
We insulted God.
我们常常羞辱神。
And he treated us with kindness.
那么他呢，是以恩慈回报我们。
We treated God as inferior to us.
我们常常把神放在比我们低的位置。
And he continued to protect and bless and love us.
但是他却不断的，不停的，还是一样的爱我们，来保护我们。
If you want to put an end to war and violence in the world,
如果你希望这个世界上再没有战争，没有暴力，
become a forgiving follower of Jesus Christ.
你应当来跟随耶稣基督，来饶恕人。
So many Christian organizations, churches are destroyed by unforgiveness.
因着很多教会里面或者很多这种信仰组织，他们不能饶，因为不能饶恕，就造成了很多的问题。
I want you. I'll give you another example of this teaching from Jesus.
那么呢，有另外一个例子来可以来说明这个问题。
This is how to respond when somebody marginalizes you, treats you like you don't matter.
那么如果有人把你就是忽略你，把你边缘化了，那么你要怎么样来回应呢？
This is Matthew chapter 5 verses 11 and 12.
那么在马太福音的五章11节到12节。
God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way.
这边讲，人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话，毁谤你们。你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
If you read the stories of many Christians who died for their faith,
那如果你读到一些的故事，知道说很多信耶稣基督的人，因为他们的信仰而死。
Many times they die forgiving those who are killing them.
那么经常我们可以听到说他们赦免那些要杀害他们的人。
I remember a story of a pastor who was put in a prison camp.
那么有一个牧师他被监禁。
And they wanted to humiliate him, so they gave him the dirtiest, most awful job in the whole camp.
他们想要羞辱他，所以呢，就把一些最脏、最累的活叫他做。
They made him care for the part of the camp where everyone used it as a bathroom.
那么呢，他就让他去管那些就是那些厕所啊，那些地方。
It was such a terrible place, the prison guards would not go there.
那就说连那个管就是那个监狱的那个狱卒都不愿意去的地方。
So the pastor sang great hymns as loud as he could the whole time he worked.
那么这位牧师呢，在那边工作的时候呢，他就高声的来唱圣诗。
He sang for the glory of God and sang from his heart.
他歌唱我们神的荣耀，神的伟大，从他的心底里面唱出来。
Many of the guards in this prison became believers, followers of Jesus Christ.
很多这些狱卒因此就信了主啊，跟随耶稣。
If I decide not to sing and instead to complain,
如果说我们决意，我们不就是。不去在这样的时候呢，不去赞美神，不去唱诗，而呢来抱怨。
Instead of being happy, if I decide to spend my life feeling sorry for myself,
那与其喜乐来跟随神呢，我们却是感到非常的自卑自怜。
I now put myself in a prison that only God and I can release me from.
那么这样子呢，我们就把我们自己放在一个无形的一个监牢里面。那么只有神跟我们自己呢，有这个钥匙能够打开。
If I sing, then I unlock my prison door, and my heart is free.
如果我高唱来赞美神的话呢，那么我就等于是打开了这个牢狱的门，我就能够得到自由。
If I decide to be angry and hate the people who hurt me.
如果我们呢是决定要去对人发怒来生人家的气的话
，I suffer much more than the person I refuse to forgive。
那实际上呢，我们自己的这个我们自己的这个所受的这种伤害，比你不想去饶恕的那个人还大。
The last section that I want to talk about is Jesus says that forgiving is the way to freedom.
那么最后一点要说的是，耶稣基督说，我们饶恕人呢，是我们能够通往自由的之路。
Jesus told a story about a woman who was a sinful woman.
那么耶稣基督告诉我们一个故事，就有关一个犯罪的妇人。
And about a Pharisee who was a righteous man.
然后与之相比较呢，是一个自以为意的一个法利赛人。
The Pharisee invited Jesus to his home for dinner.
然后这个法利赛人邀请耶稣基督到他家里去吃饭。
The Pharisee was socially polite to Jesus.
那么这个法利赛人呢，是可以说是很对耶稣基督呢，在表面上非常的客气。
He did the very minimum he could do in his culture to say welcome to my house.
那么他呢，实际上是做了一个他所能做的这个事情里面最轻松的一件事情，就是说来到我的家中来请他吃饭。
In that culture, if you honored your guest, you would wash his feet.
在他们那个文化里面，如果你真正很尊敬一个人的话呢，你洗他的脚。
You would say things that to recognize how important and honorable this person was who had come into your home.
那么呢，如果而且你会说这个人他是多么的重要，那么呢，请他到家里来是一个多么尊荣的事情。
The Pharisee did not do any of these things. He was just barely polite.
但是这个法利赛人并没有做这些说这些，而只是请耶稣基督到他家中，表现出他的一个客气。
Then this sinful woman burst into the dinner without being invited.
但是有一个犯罪的妇人，她突然闯进这个法利赛人的家里来。
Evidently, she had a bad reputation in her city, and everyone knew her story.
显然，她在这个城市里面名声不好，大家大概都知道她所作所行。
Unlike the Pharisee, she honored Jesus.
那么跟这个法利赛人不一样，这个妇人进来就表示对耶稣基督的十分的尊敬。
She fell at his feet.
她跪在耶稣基督的脚前。
She had purchased some very expensive perfume.
她买了一些非常贵重的香膏。
This may have cost her all the money she had.
可能她用尽了她的所有来买了这瓶香膏。
She poured her perfume on the feet of Jesus.
她把这个香膏倒在这耶稣基督的脚上。
She washed his feet with love and in a way that was very self-humiliating. She showed her love to God.
那么她以一种自我非常贬低自我的一个方式来对耶稣基督表达她的爱。
The Pharisee was still being critical of Jesus.
那么这个法利赛人实际上对耶稣基督呢有一些有些这个严厉的一些想法。
He said, "If Jesus was really a prophet,"
他说。耶稣基督如果是真的是一个先知的话，
He would know what kind of woman she is, and he would not let her touch it.
他应该知道这位妇人是什么样的一个妇人，他不应该让这个妇人来碰她。
Jesus said to the Pharisee, "Because you are self-righteous."
那么耶稣基督就对这个法利赛人说，他说你是一个自以为义的人。
And you think you're a really good person.
你自己觉得你是一个非常好的人。
And you don't need any forgiveness from God.
那你不需要神的赦免。
In your own eyes, you haven't done anything really wrong.
在你自己的眼中，你从来没有做过什么错误的事情。
Because this is your self-concept.
因为你这样自我感觉。
You have not sought forgiveness and you've not received it.
那你从来就没有去寻找饶恕，因此你也从来没有得着。
But this woman,
但是这位妇人，
she has not stopped pouring out her love to me since she entered your home.
自从她来到你家里来，她一刻都没有停止表现她对我的爱。
She's ignored her own pride.
她完全放下她自己的自尊。
And she has ignored any expense any she could give to show that she loves me.
她也不惜任何的代价，就是要来表明她对耶稣基督的爱。
And that's because she freely admits that her sins are many.
因为那这个为什么她能够这么做呢？是因为她自己。向人表明，就是公开他自己是犯了很多的罪。
So she appreciates the forgiveness of God to forgive all her sins.
所以他从他的心里来感谢他所得到耶稣基督所给他的这种饶恕。
And she has been forgiven all her sins because she just came and admitted she's a sinner.
所以，因为他进来这样的用这样的方式来承认他自己的罪，那么他所有的罪就完全被饶恕、被赦免。
Now Jesus is asking you and me to place ourselves inside of this story.
那么耶稣基督呢，就希望我们把我们自己放在这个故事里面。
He's asking me, Chuck, which of these two people, the Pharisee or the woman, are you more like?
那么神好像在问田城牧师，那么在这两个人当中，你是属于哪一个人呢？
The Pharisee was a religious professional. I'm a religious professional.
是不是像这法利赛人是一个 这个有宗教背景非常强，是宗教对他来讲是一个他的职业一样的这么一个人。
The Pharisee thought he was a really nice man.
然后他自己认为他是一个非常良善的人。
Sometimes I think I'm a really nice man.
那牧师也觉得我们一样也会觉得我们也是一个很好的人。
There are some days when I don't feel like I need forgiveness that much.
那么有时候我们可能会觉得我们不需要那么多的赦免。
But that's not really the truth about me.
但显然这不是真的。
The truth about me is that I'm like this woman.
那么这个牧师他就说，那么真实的状况呢，就是他就像那一位妇人一样。
The truth is that I have many sins that I've committed in the course of my life.
事实是，我们有在我们的这个生命里面呢，犯了很多的罪。
But if I choose to insist to Jesus that I'm a good person.
但是如果我们在耶稣基督面前，我们坚持说我们确实是一个好人
，then I won't ask him for forgiveness.
我们就不会来求他饶恕我们。
And I will not appreciate that Jesus died on a cross to forgive me.
我们呢就无法来体会耶稣基督在十字架上死了为我们所赦免的罪。
But if you and I will admit that we're sinners,
如果我们所有人都来承认我们就是那一位罪人，
Jesus came to, he said, to help sinners.
那耶稣基督他来是要来拯救罪人。
Not the self-righteous.
不是寻找那些自以为义的人。
So if I admit that I have committed many sins, then I can experience the complete forgiveness, the freedom of God.
如果我们承认我们是罪人，那么我们就能够来经历这个完全的这种饶恕。
What you and I do in our relationships with other people?
那么在我们跟别人相处的时候，我们该怎么做呢？
Reveals where our faith really is.
我们要向他们来彰显我们的信仰。
If my faith is in my own righteousness,
如果我们相信自己是义的，
and my faith is in me being a good person and I don't deserve other people's meanness,
如果我们相信说我们是好人，别人不应该对我们不好，
then I will not forgive my spouse when they do something that hurts me.
那我们就可能甚至不能去饶恕我们的配偶，当他做一些伤害我们的事的时候。
If my parents forgive me, I will not appreciate it because I deserve forgiveness.
那当我们的父母饶恕我们的时候，我们可能也不以为然，因为我们会觉得这是我们应得的。
I had good reasons for what I did, and it was their fault.
我做那些事情，我完全是合理的，这是他们的错误，他们的问题。
And so I am unhappy. I don't ever experience real forgiveness.
所以呢，我们就永远都不会去经历这种因为获得饶恕而来的这样的一个体会。
I'm lonely because I think that when people apologize, they really didn't do it well enough.
那我们有时候会觉得很孤独，因为我们会觉得那些伤害我们的人跟我们道歉的时候呢，实在是道歉的不够。
The moment I decide not to forgive someone else, it means I have ended our relationship.
那么当我们不去饶恕人的时候呢，实际上我们就等于在做一个事情，就是我们决定要跟那个人脱离关系。
The truth is, it wasn't their injury that harmed me that ended our relationship.
所以并不是他对我们的伤害来使得我们跟那个人脱离的关系。
Our relationship died because I refused to forgive my friend or my family member or my brother or sister.
而是因为我们选择我们不去饶恕，不管这位伤害我们的人是我们的亲人、我们的朋友，或者是其他周遭的人。
So the only way to have relationships that last years and years and years.
所以呢，我们如果要有我们有跟人的一个关系能够长久保持良好关系的话。
Is to be a very forgiving person.
我们就必须要做一个很善于去饶恕别人、原谅别人的人。
I've been married for 42 years.
田牧师已经结婚42年。
You want to know my secret? Why I've been married for 42 years?
那么想知道他为什么婚姻能够维持这么久的奥秘？
I married a very forgiving woman.
因为他的太太是一个非常善于饶恕人的人。
That's why I am married for 42 years.
这就是为什么。
God wants me to be like He is.
那么神要我们像他。
He wants me to be free from hatred and self-pity.
他不要让我们去恨别人，要不要让我们自卑自怜。
He wants me to be free from feelings of vengeance and needing justice.
他也不要我们要想要复仇，想要讨回公道。
Peter asked Jesus once, "When my brother offends me, how many times do I have to forgive him? Seven?"
彼得有一次问耶稣，他说：“当我的弟兄得罪我的时候，我要这个原谅他几次？七次吗？”
The Pharisees taught that you only have to forgive someone three times.
那法利赛人实际上说，你只要原谅一个人三次就够了。
Do any of you mothers say I'm counting to three?
是不是当你的母亲会告诉你我在数数要数到三？
Peter thought by saying seven times that Jesus would say, "Wow, you are such a nice man."
所以彼得当他说七次的时候，他是期望耶稣基督会跟他讲说，哇，彼得你真是一个了不起的一个仁慈的人。
Jesus said either not seven times but 77 times.
但是耶稣说。不是七次，是七十次，七十个七次。
Or he said not seven times, but seven times 70.
或者他是说不是七十，而是七乘以七十次。
I think that's 490 times.
那应该是四百九十次。
So what Jesus was really saying was, Peter, never stop forgiving your brother.
实际上他是在跟彼得讲，你。要永远不停止的去饶恕人。
If you never stop forgiving your brother, you'll always have a brother.
如果你不停止去饶恕你的弟兄，那么你就永远有你的弟兄。
But the day you don't forgive your brother,
当你不饶恕你的弟兄的时候，
you're not following Christ. You're not expressing faith.
你就不再跟随耶稣，你不再表明你的信仰。
If I don't forgive, I'm inviting God to not forgive me.
如果我不饶恕人，那就等于说我去请神不要饶恕我。
I'm proving that Christ died for me, but I don't appreciate it.
那我就等于是在证明说，虽然耶稣基督为我们而死，但是呢，我并不感谢他。
So you and I, we are going to be children of our heavenly Father.
我们所有的人，我们都是我们天父的儿女。
We're going to worship Him by forgiving people.
我们要通过借着我们饶恕人来从敬拜他。
We're going to trust Him by saying nice things to people who say bad things to us.
我们要通过，即使人对我们有不敬，对我们说了一些冒犯的话，我们仍然对他们用仁慈来回应，这样的一个行动来表明我们的信仰。
We're going to honor God because when people dishonor us, we're going to sing.
然后呢，当人对冒犯我们、逼迫我们的时候呢，我们要来唱赞美诗，来赞美神。
And people will look at your life and say, "There really is a God."
所以当人们看见你这样做的时候呢，他们都会说，这是真正神的儿女。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Father God, thank you for forgiving us.
天父，我们谢谢你饶恕我们。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for going to such extreme measures so you could forgive us.
哦，谢谢耶稣基督，他付出如此大的代价，所以你能够饶恕我们。
The truth is that we've broken your law and your heart many times.
虽然我们常常冒犯你，我们常常违背了你的律法，说这么多次。
Help us to be like this woman who poured out herself.
哦，你帮助我们，让我们能够像这位犯罪的妇人一样，能够把我们自己倒出来，倒到你面前。
Because you have forgiven us, move us to forgive other people.
哦，因为你如此的饶恕我们，你真是能够来感动我们，让我们也能够去饶恕别人。
help us to express our trust in you by being forgiving people.
帮助我们能让我们更多的信靠你，能够来饶恕别人。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.